My name is Dave Greer. I'm an old-time jazz fan. And in 1955, I came west and settled in Berkeley and got a job on the old Berkeley Gazette. About a year or so later, a year later, I guess, I got divorced, and I got a room with Bill Erickson in a wonderful old Victorian. It had apartments upstairs and an apartment downstairs. And Erickson lived in the apartment upstairs, and it had two bedrooms and a kitchen and a front room. Erickson had kind of become the, well, the hands-on manager of the place, which is known by, he was owned by a guy by the name of Penn Noyes, who lived over in Concord or somewhere. He let Erickson pick the renters for the downstairs apartment, which was a very good arrangement, since Erickson usually picked a couple of college girls. Erickson had a room there into which I moved. We lived there and had a great time. We had a lot of big jazz parties. I took to calling the place the Jazz House, which was a term that was around in those days. Bill never used it much, but it sort of got known as that. Oxtot lived a block over on Dwight. Dwight and Telegraph, but there was only his family living there. And this was the party place. It was a big place, and it had a big backyard. There was another Victorian very much like it across the street. Oddly enough, my first wife married a guy by the name of Chick Collenbeck, a very nice guy, and they moved into that house across the street. Berkeley was a wonderful place in those days where these strange, improbable things seemed to happen. We were all on really good terms, and we used to have wonderful big parties which would involve both of these houses. Sometimes we would have a band playing in the front room. Then there was it had a big kitchen, and there was plenty of room for a band to play there, too. And we've had bands playing in the front room, in the kitchen, and in the backyard. And then we'd slop across the street, and they'd play over at Betty's house. That was the name of my first wife, Betty and Chick's house. They were really amazing events.